I think so. I think that they must have had a bulletin board in with addresses and so forth and so on. You know, I think that that. Now, my sister says that because Amos worked for at Maywood for a while before he was transferred to the. But I think that that's how it was. Now, I can't remember that, but I think that I started going with him when I first started working. And then when he moved to another plant, that's when I started work, going about that, the address. But I think that's how it was, that they had a bulletin board, and, addresses to have calls. I don't remember where he lived.
Did you separately, or would you all meet somewhere?
No, you'd come and pick each one up.
But then you wouldn't, if you were doing something afterward, you wouldn't
No. And how we got home, I can't remember that. I really can't remember. But he must have been taken back,
Who was living at home at that time? Your father was gone.
Yeah. My mother, my older brother, Angie, my sister, and my adopted sister, Teresa, and myself.
So except for Teresa, all the children were working in
Denver. Yes.
Were you all working at Lockheed?
No. Emil and I worked for Lockheed, different plants, and Andy worked for Douglas.
In Lockheed?
I think so. She got to work, I don't remember.
So you must have been between the three of you. You were probably making awfully good money.
But they didn't pay that much, Now, all the money was put into bonds. We bought a bond a month, I guess, or something. Because we didn't get paid. Now, I cannot remember, did you
have... Well, most, I think the drill press operated as well as it ever did, started at 60 cents an hour, but there was a swing shift differential of, I think, another 6 cents. So the starting was about 66 cents.
About 66 cents.
Does that sound right?
Well, it seems that way,
It was overtime. Did you end up working 10 hours?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
No, because you see, the graveyard came on, so we couldn't. The graveyard came on, so we had to leave. No, we did work overtime.
So, let me see, with, well, I know in a lot of cases, by the end of the war, people were making $50, $60 a week, but that would be with a lot of overtime.
Oh, no. Now, see, if I started in 42, 43, 44, because I worked for 2.5 years, I remember. So, now I was working for the theaters already. Now, Japan?
August 45.
Okay, I was working for the... I was working for the theaters then. Now, I don't remember where I was during the, when the war in Europe ended. I don't remember my reaction, isn't that funny? But
well,
I remember.
You might have been there because it was such a, in the plants just went, well, no, that was maybe EJ did. I think the EJ too, the plants went wild, I understand. How
closely
did you follow the war itself? Do you recall?
I don't think too close, really. I really don't remember. Because I don't remember too well.
What did the period represent to you or seem like? It seems like you had such an active social life, and going to the beach and going to the all the places afterwards. How do you think of that period?
It was, I think that it was one of the nicest, time of my life, actually, because I was just having a ball at that time, during the war, it was the war. But we had such a good time. We never lacked anything, and we just had such a good time all the time. He had to always going somewhere, always doing things, and always, it was happy times.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, like I said, it was during the war, you know. The only one of my brothers, my Henry, was the only one that went, you know, into the service. My oldest brother didn't. He just wasn't that, I don't know, he had a heart murmur of some kind or something, I don't know. So he was working for Lockheed.
Mm-hmm.
But, so the war didn't touch me that close. And all of my nephews were killed, you know, I mean, they weren't old enough, you know.
And you don't remember experiencing shortages or those sort of things?
Well, yeah, you couldn't get stocking, you know, but we used to dye, you know, on the legs.
Mm-hmm.
And we couldn't get enough gas, but then that didn't bother us too much. I don't recall being too upset about anything that was lacking, you know, that you couldn't get too much of this or too much of that. I really don't. You did what you happened to, I guess. So it didn't bother me too much.
Now, you mentioned picking up the servicemen, where would that be?
We would go, this was with the Gardena girls, you know. We'd go, and we'd go to the dances at the beach, you know, I mean, that big dance hall.
Out on the pier.
That, we'd go to all those dances, and we'd meet these sailors and soldiers that weren't from here.
Mm-hmm.
They had no one here. And we'd bring them home, you know, bring them over to my mother's and feed them, and they'd stay overnight. But there was never any hanky-panky. I don't know, he didn't think of those things for some reason. And I was old enough then, you know, but he really didn't. We used to, and we'd go, these girls that lived in Gardena, her mother and father, and of course her brother was in the service, and there were three other girls, and we'd all go, and we'd all bring all these boys and sailors and soldiers, and we'd bring them over to my house, we'd bring them over to their house, and we'd feed them, and my poor Mrs. Reese, you know, says, who are they? We used to call them Mama Kuka. Oh, Mama Kuka, their parents or his parents or whoever, they live in Timbuktu, you know, I mean, out of, the, you know, I mean, in New York, you know, and all these, and I hated their poor things, you know, so of course we'd feed them. You know, and they didn't have any place to stay. They'd spend the night there. They'd get up, you know, and go back to their ship. You know, not really. Some would write, you know. My sister met one, you know, that he wrote to her quite a lot, and he sent her, but she gave it back to him. The Purple Heart, you know, gave it to her, you know, and all that. But she gave it back to him, you know, and she said, well, something you should keep. But anyway, they were all so nice, you know, I mean, they were such nice boys, all of them, because they were so young, you know, I mean, they were young, they were lonesome. All these boys that were in the service at that, you know, during that war, they were all lonesome here because, you know, they were always sent away from home, away from where you lived. And so we used to bring them home and just feed them and send them back.
So there were none that you established any kind
I don't know why, but I really didn't become serious until with anyone. I was having such a good time, you know, that I really wasn't serious about anybody. Just having a good time and just enjoying life, and we did. We had a ball.
Now, did you drink?
No. We didn't smoke and we didn't drink. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe we had one, maybe, you know, maybe a cocktail or something, but no, they never did. I still don't, very little.
Would you go to
Fewer Field Dances? No. I don't even know. I didn't go to downtown, weren't they?
Well, there were clubs all over, I know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where in the area you lived in. Then,
no, I don't think I ever went. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we just went to these other dances, you know, like the Palladium. We used to go to the Palladium. Quite, because we danced for, you know, to all the big bands. So they all came, you know, to all of Glenn Miller and all of those big bands. We danced to all of them.
Now, when the servicemen
were usually Anglo, I would imagine, weren't they? Yeah.
How would your mother and their mother react to bringing
Anglo
boys into the house?
Didn't think anything about it. You know, just, but most of them were, I guess. Yeah, I think they were all over. I don't know why, but they just were, you know.
Now, your friend Margie wouldn't go with you to dance?
No, because she didn't live in this, you know, I mean, she lived way over there. Oh, I used to go see her, you know, and we'd go, I'm trying to think, we ever went to the dances over there. Maybe go to the movies over there. Yeah, I imagine, maybe we'd go to the movies, so maybe go to the movies.
Was she from Los Angeles?
I think so. I think so.
Did you maintain a friendship with her after the marriage?
No, you know that I just lost track of her. She got married and just lost track of her completely.
What were the other women like in the plant? It sounds like there was a very young group of women.
Yes, because of the hours.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's why. That we really didn't have too many older women because of the hours.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they all worked in the daytime, you know, that with husbands and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that most of them, as you can see, most of them are fairly young, you know, in those pictures. I think that was it, that because of the hours, that there was mostly, you know, younger girls.
Now, do you remember how the fashion show came about? Do you remember much about that?
I don't remember. But could be that we were just selected because we were always into everything, I suppose. You know, more well-known, I suppose. But I really don't remember why.
It was just at your plant? Did you go to the other plant?
No, it was just over here. Mm-hmm. Just here.
And the idea was to model the clothes that were in the company.
Yeah, that now so when, yeah, it, now that you mention that Victory store, that rings a bell. But that was it, you know. We just modeled those uniforms, or not uniforms, because. But I think what it was that just modeling something proper that you could wear, you know, for these defense plants.
Yeah. What was your dress like? Do you recall? I mean, there's a picture of you in black with a sweater. Did you have a lot of different kinds of outfits? It seems like you wore slacks a lot even before.
Yeah. Did I wear a lot of slacks? Isn't that funny? Mostly they were just slacks. And you know what we used to wear was the flannel shirts.
Like the ones they have now?
Yeah, you know, just the regular flannel shirts. Mm-hmm. We used to wear those quite often because it was cold. You know, I mean, those barns, I mean, it was a big barn. And I used to wear a boots, as you can see, one of those, I don't know, one of those pictures where I'm standing, you can see the boots that I was wearing. You know, there was one that you could see, not knee length, but here's one. And here's the one with the flannel shirt.
Oh, good.
We used to wear, because it was cold, you know.
What about your, what would you wear on your head? protective covering.
I didn't have to wear a hairnet.
Uh-huh.
You know, just the thin hairnet. And, of course, the goggles that you used to wear, it was, see if I can picture that. It had a, it was like a hat.
Oh, that would come down then?
Yes, that was it.
So
you
it
know,
like those welders.
That's right. That's right.
It's like a helmet almost.
But these, what we used to wear, now that's right. It was a band. It had a leather band about this wide. And it was like, it came around your head to here. And then the visor, it was a visor, see, and it would cover it. But it was clear.
Oh.
It was real good looking, really. You know, because it, you know, it came like this, and the visor was about this, you know.
But didn't it get hard to breathe in there, though?
No. Because it was open. It was about this far from your face. You know, it wasn't clamped down to your face.
I
didn't
get to steam it up.
No, not really. But it was, and you could push it up, and then just push it down. Isn't that funny? I remember those things. Yeah, but that was what it was—a visor. And was it? Came about like this. It covered your whole face. But it was—it was a visor, you know. And then this band, it would fit.
So all the drill press operators wore that.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the noise? Did you wear any ear protection?
No.
That wasn't as bad as the riveting.
No. Yeah. If they because the riveting was, you know, just a little feathered. Further away, and no, I guess you got used to it. You know, you didn't.
You stayed at the same job the whole time, though.
Until that plant closed, and then we were transferred to the one on Santa Fe.
I see. And when was that?
Well, if I was there 2.5 years, I wasn't very long at the other one.
Oh.
Not long at all.
And the whole plant closed down.
Maywood.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe the stragglers, you know, that until they emptied it out or something. But we were transferred to, because you see, then you couldn't quit and go into another job unless it was defense. So we went to that one, we were transferred to the one in Maywood, and there wasn't, so that must have been toward the end of the war. That they weren't building, that they weren't building much of anything then. So there really wasn't that much to do at that other plant. Oh, you were put to sweeping and stuff.
So you
stuff
weren't
on.
In the drill press when you went to the plant?
No. It's just, what the heck, sorting bits and pieces of some kind or something. I remember like a conveyor belt or something, which wasn't very interesting. And I didn't last long there. So I quit. And that's when I went.
Probably what? Before VE Day, you think, or after?
After, because I was trying to think. The war in Europe ended first.
Yeah, in June.
Okay, and then
August, the war.
In Japan. Trying to think, was that working for them already? No, I must have been working at the at the plant on Santa Fe when the war in Europe ended, and then how can that be? Because I was already. Because I was working at the Million Dollar Theater when the war, Japanese war ended. Because I remember that I was helping the manager put up the marquee, and it was bedlam, you know, almost knocked him off the ladder. But anyway. So I must, but see, I couldn't have gotten that far up because then when I went to the Million Dollar Theater, I went as lead girl, as spot girl. So I'd have to have been working at the Los Angeles Theater for a little while.
How you progressed in terms of your work? How long did it take, and what did you end up doing as lead?
For the theaters? What are you doing?
No, for the when you ended up being the lead girl before you left.
No, no, I'm talking about. I'm sorry. That's with the theaters. Oh, yeah. When I went to work for when we were transferred, the plant in Maywood closed, and we were transferred. I imagine that they either that you could be transferred to if you were going to continue to Burbank or downtown. Because I chose downtown because Burbank was just too far, you know. So there wasn't very much to do at that plant because, I imagine it was toward the end of the war, and they weren't building.
Because by December 44, things were really slowing down.
All right, and that was when I must have quit then, around December. Like I said, I'm trying to think of the weather.
Yeah.
And, you know, that if it was December, it had to be cold. Well, during those years, it wasn't. You know, the weather has changed a great deal. And even in December, you know, I mean, it wasn't that cold. So I was trying to think of, you know, what I wore when I went to the theaters. And it wasn't, you know, I mean, big, heavy coats or anything. But it had to be... So I must have started working for the theaters in January, I guess.
Now, you stayed on Drill Press. You didn't change, or your classification didn't change.
No.
Your work remained essentially.
Till they closed it. Yeah.
And what did you have any thoughts before the transfer of this thing? Was that you want to continue?
I don't think so. You know, I mean, I think it was just, you know, just while the war was on, you did that and. I don't think so.
What do you think you wanted to do after the war? Do you have any ideas? At that point, before you
asked
the change
of not really. I was never the kind of want to be a nurse, you know. I mean, I never was. I just didn't think, you know, it's just going to work, you know.
Was there any pressure on you to marry?
No.
During this period when you were at Lockheed, it sounds like you had several different groups of friends that you would do things. Was there any young man that you started going with more steadily? Or was it all...
No.
Kind of casual and...
Yeah, just... I think there's one that... Oh, there was a fellow in Gardena, you know, that I thought I'd like, but... not really, you know. I don't think I liked him more than all the others, but it wasn't this one, you know, that was my Millie's brother, you know, he was just like another brother, you know.
And so then after the transfer to Santa Fe, you made the decision to quit?
Yes, because there wasn't much to do there anymore. And all we were doing was sweeping floors and, keeping the factory clean, that type of thing, because there wasn't that much to do. So I decided that I wasn't going to sweep floors. I had better things to do, you know. So I just, I quit. And then I knew that I couldn't go into another defense plan because there weren't any at that time. You know, to go to, unless you went, like, say, I suppose I could have continued if I'd gone to the one on Burbank, but that was too far. So
why
I
did
just...
did you decide to go about getting a job in the
theater? In the theater, because I had a cousin that worked there. The one I told you was like glamorous now, you know. She was working for the theaters at that time. So I thought, well, that's a little cleaner job, you know, I mean, a little more glamorous, for one thing, you know, I mean... So I decided to go and apply, but I didn't have a release from the, because you had to have a release or something, you know, either you were fired or because the plant closed and that was the end of the job or something like that when it was defense, you know. So So I went and applied anyway, and high heel shoes on and a short skirt, and I went and applied, and they said, well, I talked to the manager, and he says, well, and of course I had to tell her, you know, that I was working for Lockheed and that I had quit. I said, well, yeah, you can't get a job, you know, that it's not defense. He says, I know that, you know. He says, well, I'll see what I can do. And he, I don't know what he did, but he just started working for the theater.
What did you apply for?
Usherette. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. I worked as an usherette. And like I said, I worked as an usherette there for that length of time. And it wasn't very long that I was transferred to a spot girl.
Which is what?
Which is the girl, they don't use them anymore. Mm-hmm. But I used... Like, say, for instance, the Los Angeles Theater, I don't even know if it's still there, you know, but that was a beautiful theater when I first started working. It was a beautiful theater. And they had spotlights right in the center of the foyer. As you're coming in, there's a people there, of course, the door's over here, and there's one spotlight, a big spotlight, and it shines right on you, and you have that spotlight shining right on you. You direct people as to where they're going, because at that time you fill the theater, you mm-hmm. know, I mean, it's not like now that you fill the theater, because people went to the movies all the time. That was what you did, you know, you went to the movies. And it wasn't very long since I was promoted, I guess you'd say, mm-hmm. to a spot girl.
This would be night hours then too
sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, but they
but it wasn't daytime.
I started days.
Oh.
Yeah. I started days, and then I went to, when I changed theaters, I went to nights, you know. But then first I started as a spot girl in the mezzanine, you know. That's not as good as downstairs, you see. So I was a spot girl up there, and by the time, then after, a while, and then before the Japanese war ended, that I was promoted to head girl when they took over the $1 million theater. See, the Metropolitan mm-hmm. Theaters took the $1 million theater over, and I went over there as head girl, which that was that was the big promotion. Mm-hmm. And you wear a different uniform than the other girls.
This takes about the end. I think that if we should...
People would react to the same way if there was a war, heaven forbid, no, you know. Or maybe that would wake them up. I don't know. I really don't. But at those times, you were just doing for your country. You did what you could, you know.
But it sounds like, one of the things that interests me so much is, as I said before, you were one of the kind of young people who really... enjoyed the period. So much. And I know it sounds contradictory, but
I think that what you did is that you knew you had done that job, and you did it the best you could, and the best, as much as you could, and then you play as hard as you. I think that was the attitude, you know, that because I don't remember. Sitting around moping, and because there was a war, I guess, I don't know, it must be, I don't know, it sounds terrible, but I don't think it was that way, you know. I think it was just that you did your job real hard,